Our goal at Branch Basics is really to help people experience what it's like to live in a home environment that is free of toxins, because there are so many things we can't control when we leave the home.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Seek the Joy podcast. Happy Seek the Joy Tuesday. On the podcast this week is Allison Evans, one of the co-founders of Branch Basics. And Branch Basics provides non-toxic cleaning products and educates on the importance of removing toxins from our daily lives, including home, body care, and cleaning products. And I was so excited to connect with Allison and to have her on the podcast. She has this incredible journey of healing through removing toxins from her lifestyle and environment. And Allison and Branch Basics' commitment to creating non-toxic cleaning products to really support others in their non-toxic lifestyles and healing is beyond inspiring. And on today's episode, we chat all about Allison's incredible healing journey, reversing PCOS and chronic pain, living life clean by getting back to basics and the power of pure. We also chat about what it's like starting a business and working with her Aunt Marilee and best friend Kelly. We talk about misconceptions around transitioning to a non-toxic lifestyle, joy in Allison's life, what the future has in store for both her and Branch Basics, and so much more. Before we dive into this week's new episode, I have to share the iTunes review of the week. And this week it comes from Feminist Mermaid, and it says, "Do yourself a favor and listen. Listening to Seek the Joy podcast is always a ray of sunshine in my day. Whether you need some self-care time, a shot of inspiration, or a reminder that it's never too late to pursue the life you've always imagined for yourself, Seek the Joy podcast is a fulfilling listen." Feminist Mermaid, thank you so much for taking some time to rate and review Seek the Joy podcast on Apple iTunes. I've already personally thanked you, but ratings and reviews just really help this podcast get seen by new people. And I don't know, I just always love reading what you have to say and what you think. And people always ask me, what is the best way to support you and the best way to support a podcast? And I always say leaving a rating and review. So if you feel so inspired to leave us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, just make sure to send a screenshot of that review to Sydney at seekthejoypodcast.com. And as a way to say thank you, I will send you my guide for infusing more joy into your life, as well as some Seek the Joy podcast stickers. As always, to learn more about today's episode, to connect with Allison and Branch Basics, you can head on over to the show notes section of our website, seekthejoypodcast.com/show-notes, and everything is right there. I am trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to update you on. Oh, I don't know if I've announced this yet on the podcast, but I launched a Patreon page for the podcast, and it's a page that allows you to basically become a patron of the podcast in exchange for rewards and exclusive content. So I'm going to include the link to that in the show notes for today's episode. You guys know how much your support means to me, and we are almost at a year of this podcast, so your support, whether it's through just listening and sharing it with a friend or leaving us a rating and review or becoming a patron of the podcast, however you choose to support Seek the Joy and to support me, it means more than I can probably put into words. My biggest takeaway too from today's episode is that this shift to a non-toxic lifestyle is really doable and tangible. And I'm so happy that Branch Basics is making this transition so easy for all of us. And I am so inspired by Allison's journey, and I can't wait for you to listen to this week's new episode. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Allison.
My name is Allison, and I am happily married to my high school sweetheart, and we've been together about, 15 years, but only married 8. feels like a lot longer.
It's a long time.
Which is a good thing. We have two, we have one 19-month-old girl, and then we have one baking that's almost coming.
Oh.
We talk about her so much, it feels like we have two daughters already.
She's already here.
Yeah, she's already here. Exactly. just haven't quite laid my human eyes on her. And so, yeah, we live in Houston, Texas, back in our hot, humid Houston hometown. And I am just like over the moon passionate about all things clean living. And this wasn't because I read a book or, you know, read some sort of text or was convinced by a friend. I had, you know, firsthand experience with infertility in terms of I actually never experienced infertility because I was able to reverse polycystic ovarian syndrome before we even started trying to get pregnant. So it was easy to get pregnant, but I did spend years, you know, just working on my diet and my environment. And that was actually the method that was able to reverse PCOS. And I also reversed chronic pain that a lot of, you know, neurological and muscular issues that were really degrading my whole body during college. And I was able to reverse that too through diet and lifestyle. So I am super passionate about that and helping other people experience what we like to call at my company, the power of pure, and getting back to basics. And those are kind of the two slogans we always say, because really when you get back to basics and go back to real food and, you know, just real, you know, unprocessed ingredients and just basically the basics.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the body is like, oh, wait, this is how I'm supposed to feel. Or this is what I, you know, because the body has such an amazing way to heal itself. So I'm really passionate about that. And yeah, I'm a co-founder of a company called Branch Basics. I started it with my aunt and my best friend right out of college. And we sell non-toxic cleaning products. And we really do use those as a vehicle to educate people on all things healthy living. So it's not just about the products. We always say we never set out to sell soap. We never dreamed to clean your home. It's the Trojan horse. We like to get inside and then talk to you about EMFs and weird health stuff.
And I love this. And what's so cool about what you're doing and just who you are is I really think your story, your healing journey really beautifully underlines the Branch Basics story, you know, and it's really your firsthand experience. I mean, you lived everything, you know, that you guys talk about and share, and just the importance of changing your diet and changing your environment. And so would you say your healing journey, I guess, really began really early on in life, or was there one instance in particular that triggered everything?
It really was in college when I came down with just this mysterious pain that seemed to be spreading. Started as, oh, my shoulders are kind of tight. Can you rub my neck? You know, and then that was the beginning of the year. And then by Thanksgiving, it was in my back. And then, you know, by Christmas, I couldn't lift a milk carton without it falling to the floor. So my body really just kind of started crumbling. But, you know, at this time, I'd already been diagnosed with PCOS and was put on birth control indefinitely. And, but none of those things really got to me. It was the pain, the constant pain that kept me from attending class and, you know, being with my friends and doing the things that a 21-year-old, you know, that thought she was always healthy should be able to do.
Yeah.
And so that's really what opened my eyes. Well, I should back up. I then spent the past, you know, the next year and a half traveling the country, and I was on muscle relaxers and painkillers and antidepressants. And I mean, you name it, I was on it, doing it. And I had seen the people and I had taken the drugs and it just wasn't helping. And so that's when I really had ears to hear my aunt, Marilee, who's my now business partner, and she had been consulting as a dietary environmental health consultant for 20-something years. She has her own amazing healing journey and health story. And I, you know, I always just kind of thought all this stuff was a little bit crazy because I'm thinking, gosh, I'm seeing the best specialists in the world with top training. And I, you know, how in the world is eating organic and taking supplements and grounding in, you know, barefoot in the front yard? How are these things going to help me? Like, this doesn't make any sense. No one's talking about this stuff. This is weird. But it does. And it did. And so that's really where it all began. And then I just couldn't get enough. You know, it's like once you taste something good and you know that it's good for your body and that I could just feel that the Lord was opening up this path to me, and it all just made perfect sense. And I wanted to shake my former self and say, why were you so stubborn? You've been in pain for so long. It's unnecessary. So really, yeah, that was kind of the beginning of my healing journey, was just being in the pits. And, you know, people always say to me, gosh, like, you eat so well, or how do you avoid refined sugar or fried foods? And I'm thinking, well, I don't just think it. A lot of times I say it. I'm like, if you're as low, you know, if you get to a point in your life where you're so low and you just can barely function, and you find something that works, it's just a no brainer. I mean, you just don't want to go back, you know, it becomes a lifestyle. And I like to say, you know, there are boundaries to our freedom, and what works for some people doesn't work for other people. And what's good, you know, isn't necessarily good for us individually. And so finding kind of those boundaries to what makes us feel best, I think, is where really the journey begins.
Yeah. Oh, I love everything that you just shared and that you just said. And for me, at least, when I've been super stubborn about my own healing, it comes from a space of fear and a space of like, I don't know what to trust. I don't know what to do. And so I think the other end of that is this element of empowerment. When you finally step into this space of, okay, I've got to take control. I've got to feel better. I need to empower myself throughout my journey. And it really sounds like you did the same thing.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You summed it up very well. Nothing to add.
And I think it's a difficult road, I think, sometimes to get to that space of empowerment within ourselves, where we take control and we start doing things that may appear to some to be a little wacky, right? Or a little different, or not what's expected. Absolutely. Or what's not the norm. But so what would you say is the first thing that you did that might have been a little unexpected or different to clean up your diet or clean up your environment, you know, to really start feeling better? Where did you really start?
You know, I used to think in college when I was in all the pain, that Splenda was healthy and 100 calorie packs were, you know, the way to go. And I did look good. I really did. I felt so bad. I looked back at pictures of myself and I'm like, gosh, I'm thin and my skin really is glowing and just great, you know, even skin tone and I'm tan. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I wouldn't trade it for a second. I mean, yeah. I was miserable in that picture. I was in so much pain. I was on so many drugs. I was so cloudy and foggy. You know, you just never know what people are really going through on the inside.
So true.
But to answer your question, it wasn't really the food. I mean, you know, because everyone is always trying some new diet or something, especially in college. You just kind of girls. But it was when I started like telling my friends, hey, can you not use that hairspray? Or can we clean out all these cleaning products and just use this one that you've never heard of that I have to order through some toll-free number? And can we not paint our new dorm room at the sorority house without going through my aunt first to make sure the paint is actually non-toxic? You know, it's these things that you're like, wait, what? We're in college. I don't, what are you talking about? Who cares? Why does that matter? But it's just, you know, just like we eat things and it affects us, we breathe things and it affects us. And it's so interesting because until you start living it, you don't really think much about it. You know, you don't think, oh, the things I put on my skin, I mean, it has to be different than what I put in my mouth, or it has to be different, you know, the things I'm breathing than the things that are on my plate. But it's just not. I mean, you know, your skin's absorbing things and you're inhaling particulates into your lungs, your respiratory system. And so it's really just kind of an all-encompassing thing. So I think that's where I started differing in terms of my health journey. Yeah. It became about, limiting toxins and prudently avoiding these unhealthy chemicals whenever possible through what I was putting in on and around me.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I love what you just shared about speaking up to your friends or your family or whomever it would be and saying, hey, like, we need to shift what's being used around us. It's not just to benefit me. It's to benefit, you know, you too. And I don't know if at like 21 or 22, when I was living in my sorority house, I don't know if I would have had, I don't know what the word is, but I think I was too nervous. I don't know if I would have had the ability to stand up for myself in that way and really speak up for myself and like assert myself in that way. I think I was, I mean, I'm a very different person now, but I think 6 years ago or 7 years ago, whatever it would have been, I don't know if I would have been able to do that. And so what was that element of your healing journey or experience like, really being able to speak up for yourself and stand up for your own health? I think, I don't know, at such a young age.
Well, I'll argue with you and say that you would have been able to do it, because it goes back to people saying, gosh, how do you not eat refined sugar and fried foods for 10 years? And the thing is, when you're so desperate, you just become a different person. You just do. I mean, I wasn't the person that spoke up, and I'm still not the person that speaks up. But just this morning, I mean, I just have to share this because it's so pertinent. My father-in-law literally looked across from me at the breakfast table. We're living with them right now before we move. And he said that what you're saying is completely crazy. I just laughed. I said, Mark, I love you, but it's not. I'm right. And we were talking about how they have a fireplace in their home, and the flue had been open, and we had forgotten to close the flue. So it's the backdraft has been coming into the house, and it literally smells like a fireplace inside the entire downstairs. And my mother-in-law has had pneumonia a lot, and I'm pregnant, and we have a, you know, a baby. And I was just, you know, making the comment, hey guys, you know, we need to address this. We need to close the flue or get a chimney sweep out. And the thing is, there's always going to be things that, especially if you're talking about something that is, you know, a personal thing, like I'm in their home, we're very, very close. So it was more of a joking banter. We know each other very well. But, you know, you're just in situations where, let's say someone's using or doing, or it's been part of them and ingrained in them in their childhood, and they've been told it's okay their entire lives. And then you are saying something that's not, you know, not even like as direct as what I said to my father-in-law, because I can say that because it's him, but just implying that maybe that thing isn't right for you is hard for other people to hear, because wait, is it not right for me? Or should I not be giving my child that? Or should I not be doing that? You know, and so it's really difficult to stand up for yourself, because people are sensitive and people want to think that their choices have been the right ones and that they are not doing harm unto themselves or unto the ones they love, you know? And so I think it just takes, it takes conviction, it takes knowledge. You know, ignorance is not bliss in any way, shape, or form. I just completely disagree with that statement, because knowledge really is power. And I believe, especially as a Christian, that God meets us where we are, absolutely. But once we have been given, kind of been taken to another level in our knowledge, and we have been convicted or led in that area, I do feel like it's our responsibility to be assertive and to have that, you know, kind of righteous indignation towards things that you know are not right for yourself or for the people that you love, just in a very loving way. But it's hard. It really is. I found that, you know, I'm a completely different person talking to some of my high school friends around dinner. I just don't mention the stuff that I mentioned. And then all of a sudden I get home and I'm posting something on Instagram about wearing these orange glasses at night to block EMFs. Well, I would never talk about that at dinner with my high school friends. You know, I mean, it's funny, but, and that's not necessarily bad. I mean, you have to know your audience, but I think that if something is presented and you feel it's the right time, you know, I've found that so many times those people that used to think that we were crazy, they're the ones that start coming to you and saying, sorry, what'd you say? Or my child now has this or that. Can you tell me more about what we were talking about? You know?
Yeah, it's so interesting. And it's what you just said about knowing your audience is something that I have been not struggling with, that's the wrong word, but have been become more, I think, aware of. So I don't, the topics that I talk about on the podcast, I have some friends that these are things I definitely talk to them about. And then I have other friends where it's like, they're not open to it. And so I've had to learn, you know, to kind of know my audience. But I've also had to be careful with myself of knowing, like, am I not sharing about this because I'm afraid of their judgment? Or am I not sharing this because I just know it won't be received well? And so I think that's kind of like a fine line. But at the same time, you want to be assertive with the knowledge that you do have. Like surrounding yourself with harmful chemicals could totally throw off, you know, how you're feeling. That neck pain could be attributed to, you know, the toxic chemicals that you're using to clean your bathtub. I mean, you don't know unless you switch something out. So it is a really fine line and a hard balance. And I found that it's something that at first I thought I was the only one kind of struggling with it. I thought, oh, okay, everyone else is just super confident and assertive in themselves and knows how to, like, you know, talk to a different type of audience. But no, I think it's really all of us.
Exactly. I completely agree. I think even the people that speak out and sound the most confident, sometimes are having the hardest time on the inside. So, you know, we all struggle with it. And I just think it's the more knowledge we have and the more convicted we are in our hearts, the easier it is. You know, it's like when you know something and you know that you know and you know that you know it and you know also that it's good for someone else, or I guess I could even say it's not bad. It's not going to harm them. Like, you might as well just give it a try or something. Yeah, it's just easier. It's easier to do. And it's also at the same time, never easy to hear someone completely disagree or think that you're nuts, you know?
Yeah, no, that's really hard.
I have a hard time with that. I do. I mean, even still, so.
Yeah. And I think, listen, I think eventually people will come around to understanding, and it's this idea of knowledge and putting the information out there. And what I love so much about what you're doing with Branch Basics, and we'll talk a little bit more about what exactly Branch Basics is and how you all came together. But what I love so much is you're just putting the information out there and you're not trying to convert everybody to doing something a certain way, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
Like, what I've really noticed and what I've found and is that it's just about putting the mission and the purpose and the knowledge out there and saying, hey, give it a try and see how it works for you. And what's amazing is when you find that these products work better than what you've been using all this time, or, you know, like, hey, your bathroom really shouldn't smell like toxic chemicals. It should just, you know, have no odor. I mean, the things that start to shift in your environment and the things that you become aware of. And so yeah, let's just talk about Branch Basics. So how did you come together and decide we want to start this company and start putting non-toxic without chemicals products out there to clean your home and do your laundry and all that great stuff?
Yeah, it was really an evolution. So it started off as a company called Three Branches Healthy Living, and three as in the three of us, and then branches from John 15:5, I'm the vine, you're the branches. And we really, truly from the bottom of our hearts, and we can prove it with our financial statements, had no idea what we were doing from a business standpoint. We really just wanted other people to experience what we had experienced. The three of us had such radical things happen in terms of our health. You know, me, I told you my, you know, reversing PCOS. I got my period back naturally after, you know, 15 years. I got pregnant twice within a week, and one of them I wasn't even trying, and I was told I would never be able to get pregnant naturally.
Wow.
For Kelly, you know, her story, my best friend, she is more relatable. I mean, she, you know, had dry eyes and itchy skin and menstrual cramps that kept her in bed and all the things that we as women think are quote unquote normal.
Right.
And they just disappeared. You know, her energy was there and she wasn't, you know, just experiencing all the little things that we just accept. And then Marilee actually avoided a kidney transplant by switching to a macrobiotic diet. So basically using food as medicine. And then years later, she nursed her 10-year-old son back from being diagnosed as a bubble child after having catastrophic exposure to pesticides and told he would never recover. And she basically looked at the doctor and said, good thing you're not God. And she went off to then, you know, in a very loving way, I should say.
Of
She's
course.
The kindest person on earth. But, you know, when that mom rage boils up. But she then went on for the next 7 years to basically use him as a canary in the coal mine. I mean, he would react to just every little thing. And so she removed things from his diet and his environment and his body care products. And he fully recovered. And he was the first person to get into the Naval Academy that was homeschooled. So we all kind of have our journeys of health that, again, convicted us to the point that we thought we're going to do this crazy thing. And when I say crazy, we like quit our jobs. Kelly and I did. We only had them for 6 months, so one much. We just out of college, and Marilee was consulting, and the three of us decided that we were going to start a website. And, you know, we were just convinced that as soon as we put anything on the website, people were going to show up. Because we had no idea what we were doing. We're selling infrared saunas and organic mattresses, air purifiers. I mean, before these things were cool, and they're still not that cool, you know, and this was 10 years ago. And this was like the time I always use this example. Marilee, we went to go live with her this summer before we started this company. And she said, we're going to have juice in the morning. So I'm like, oh, great. Like orange juice or grapefruit juice. She's like, no, like beet and kale and celery. Like, wait, I don't understand. How do you get juice out of those things? I don't even get it. Yeah, I mean, and now it's like, even if you've never had a sip of juice, like you've heard of a juice cleanse or
of course.
Every corner.
Yeah.
So we launched our website way before we should have. People were just like, what? And now I can't tell you how many people email or text me about infrared saunas. I mean, things that are just, you know, so weird back then. And so, yeah, all that to say, we were selling everything under the sun that could help someone live a cleaner lifestyle. And we found that people were just getting overwhelmed. They didn't know where to start. And we kind of got back to the basics. Sorry to use that again, but really it's saying like, look, you know, whenever Marilee consults with someone, which she'd been doing for, you know, 30 years, she always starts with what, you know, get things out of your home, source removal, that are impeding your body's ability to heal naturally, because it wants to go in the direction of healing. And then we'll start talking about bringing the good in, you know?
Yeah.
And so she always started with cleaning products, you know, it's just the easiest first step. And man, woman, child, it just doesn't matter. Everyone cleans. It's not like something that's totally out there, outrageous and weird, even if you're hiring someone to do it. Someone is cleaning your home at some point. And it's just so easy. And we thought this is just such a great thing to start with, because it's one of the most, ironically, our cleaning products are some of the most toxic things we bring inside of our home that are used to clean our homes.
Yeah.
And so we thought, gosh, if we can replace everyone's cleaning products, like virtually every product in the home, with one product, then this alone is like giving your entire family a liver cleanse and they don't even, you know, need to participate or know about it.
Yeah.
So that was really, you know, the impetus behind focusing on cleaning and launching Branch Basics as we know it.
I love this. So do you guys create your own formula at this point, or how does that work with the products and putting them out there?
Yeah, we do. We are very proud to say that we worked very closely, probably too closely, with chemists and manufacturers, and let's see, just over 18 months, and we came out with, they made 100 iterations before we settled on one, or over 100. We're very picky, specifically about, you know, which preservatives we use, because a lot of the green cleaners and things that are quote unquote non-toxic are still using ingredients that are undermining our health, and we kind of have a zero tolerance policy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I, of the three founders, I was the one that thought, okay, y'all, this is a unicorn. Like, we can't do this. And sure enough, about, you know, almost 2 years ago now, actually, we launched, our current formula. So very exciting.
That is, I love that you guys have created your own formula, and I don't think it's possible to work too close with a chemist or whoever to make sure that it really does embody what you want to put out there. But there's really something to be said, I think, of making sure that it's exactly what you want and what you would feel comfortable and confident and safe in using, you know, in your own home and around your own children.
And yes, no, and we, that's very true. And I did say that tongue in cheek, because I'm so thankful that we worked so closely, because there are so many times that, I mean, if it wasn't for Marilee, Kelly and I probably would have maybe fudged a tad. But Marilee had citrus, like citrus is an ingredient that we just, you know, feel like it's going to start causing problems, or has caused problems, that's going to be something in the future that people are looking out for. And so we just kind of had a no never policy on that. And that was hard. I mean, because our manufacturers thought, oh, come on, it's citrus and it's so great for this, 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 and this. And we were like, no, sorry, can we go back to the drawing board? You know?
So,
but I'm so glad we did. And we're going to continue to come out with more products. We're working on some exciting things right now. And again, in the beginning of those product developments, we're looking around at the market. We're thinking, okay, there are these multi-million, billion-dollar companies even that are creating such and such type of product, and they're doing really well, and they use this. Why can't we? You know.
Yeah.
But when you have a conviction about something, and Marilee has, we feel, been given so much firsthand experience through her son, and now just with the hundreds and hundreds of clients. And so we feel really blessed to have her standards guiding us.
I love this. And so I think you mentioned a little bit earlier that this has been 10 years in the making. So what has it been like kind of coming to this point and now seeing really the wellness industry really booming? So you talked about infrared saunas. I mean, I can name like five locations around me within like a 5 mile radius, but I don't think 3 years ago, you know, that was even that popular. So what has it been like for you, you know, 10 years in the making and now seeing, you know, all the trends that you were really ahead of kind of coming I don't know, more to the surface or the forefront, or I guess you could say becoming more trendy.
Oh, I can't tell you how exciting this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, not only is it from just a human standpoint validating, you know, you're like, see?
Like, I told you.
Yeah.
This is so good. This is going to be big. Yeah. It's so important. Yeah.
Exactly. No, but more than that, it makes our job so easy, and it makes these things that we have known to be helpful and true, you know, just not so radical and out there. And it's the people that you know, never thought would call you that are calling and saying, okay, so wait, didn't I just heard about such and such, and weren't you and Kelly talking about this like back in college? We're like, no, I'm kidding. But I mean, it's great because then you can guide them to other information. And I mean, even just the EMFs, I mean, that's one of those subjects that, gosh, Kelly and I have been like turning our Wi-Fi off at night and shutting off our phones, putting them on airplay mode for 10 years. But now it's kind of like all of our friends are doing that. You know, and not the Wi-Fi of your house, but they're putting their phones on airplane instead of just having them right next to their pillowcase for their alarm, because these things are showing up on Good Morning America and CNN. I mean, my mom just texted me link to a CNN article from a couple of days ago about superbugs in hospitals and how sanitizers are being taken out. And these are things that just were crazy when we talked about them. I mean, even 5 and 6 years ago, it's really wonderful. The trend is great. I mean, there is some greenwashing, and I do think that sometimes, you know, it can kind of give the industry a bad rap when some things come out that just do seem kind of crazy and woo. But overall, the trend has been really, really helpful. And I mean, just the fact that my daughter and I are in the center of Houston, Texas, and we can take a stroll and go get organic celery juice and stroll back to the house. I mean, that just wasn't a thing even 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't have survived. It would have been shut down. And now there's a line. So yeah, and it's actually funny, but I'm in line. I ordered celery juice. And the girl said, what, the girl just in front of you just ordered celery juice. What's the deal? So I looked behind me at the girl, and of course she's drinking her celery juice. And I said, okay, I have to ask, what started you on this trend? She said, I don't know what I'm doing. I just keep seeing it on Instagram.
That's true. Everyone's hearing about it from the medical medium, and now everyone's doing it and talking about it. Yeah, that's amazing.
I literally said that. I said, yeah, do you follow the medical medium? She's like, yeah. I was like, this is hilarious.
The power of social media, though, honestly.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Really? It's just nuts. I thought, oh my gosh, I've been ordering celery juice, like really drinking it now for 8 or 9 years. Wow. And now the girl at Juice Land said, oh, we can barely keep celery in stock.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing, though. That is really cool. So kind of along the same lines, what would you say, or what do you think is the biggest misconception that people have about transitioning over to a non-toxic lifestyle or using non-toxic products? Yeah, what would you say is the biggest misconception that people might have?
Well, I can answer it in a couple of ways, and I'll try to make it short. One, that it's hard because it's really not when you, again, kind of the whole creating boundaries to your freedom.
Yeah.
When you make this more of a lifestyle and you see it as something that's freeing and allowing you to feel your best and to live your best and to treat your body the best, it's not, you know, a trend or a trap or a sacrifice to do those things. It really becomes just the norm. And so I think that that's a misconception, that it's, you know, like people would look at me from the outside and think, oh my gosh, you're always reading labels, or you always have to, you know, navigate a menu when we're out. I'm like, no, I don't. This is just what I do. I mean, I just look for the best stuff, and I can navigate a menu like no other. I mean, you can pretty much take me anywhere and I can find something. I can find the healthiest thing. And I enjoy it. That's what I do. So that's a misconception, that it's hard. And then two, what was I thinking? I had it in my head. man, it was just like right there. Oh,
it's okay.
It's going to come to me.
It'll come back.
I was so excited about sharing it, and then it just vanished, and I'm blaming my pregnancy. But yes, it'll come back and I'll have to share it.
That's okay. I think another misconception usually is like that it's expensive, right? That it costs a lot to live that non-toxic lifestyle. And I mean, that's a barrier I've had to, I think, explain to people too, that it doesn't have to be. You know, you can find products or make products or make simple choices in your life to just live better, but it doesn't have to cost you, you know, your whole paycheck.
Oh my gosh, it really doesn't. I mean, yes, absolutely. I go to the store and I look at the organic ground turkey, and then I look at the conventional ground turkey, and I think, right here in this moment, I'm spending more. But when you look at it as a whole, I mean, even just taking our product, this is absolutely not a sales plug, but really, I mean, when you find a product that works in the natural world, it's very versatile. You'll just find that to be true because the ingredients are basic and they work. So you don't have to have a separate cleaner for every single thing in your home, you know? And so I think that's a misconception. Yeah, that it's like, even with body care products, gosh, I have to have this serum for my eyes and this oil for my lips and this oil for my, you know, it's like, just get some coconut oil or sesame oil, rub it on your body. I mean, go to your pantry. You can usually find stuff for your body in there too.
So true. Okay,
I did remember what I was going to say. This is kind of along the lines of what you're saying, is that Marilee and Kelly and I have found that if you're really trying to heal from something, especially a chronic illness or something that's going on that is just, you know, otherwise you would have to take a lot of drugs or see a lot of doctors. You can't just say, oh, I'll use this non-toxic product, or, you know, I'll, you know, buy such and such this that's healthy, but then go back home and call the exterminator and, you know, grab your Nioxin shampoo because you have dandruff. Do you know what I mean? You can't just pick and choose in the whole journey to kind of cleaning up and going the natural route. It's not about just a couple, you know, organic things here and there. It really is a shift. It's a mind shift and it's a holistic approach. Yeah. And so, like I said earlier in the conversation, you know, we can eat everything organic and it can just be an impeccable diet. And we think, oh my gosh, why am I not healing? But then when we're going home and we have a house that's full of pesticide laden cleaning products, which most conventional cleaning products have pesticides, and we have a monthly exterminator like most people have in the South, and we have our mosquito fogging trucks, you know, it's just, you're getting pesticides through everything else except your food. And so I do think it's a misconception that we can just start shopping at Whole Foods and wonder why we're not feeling better.
Yeah.
I think it really is more of a holistic approach and really like sitting down and thinking, okay, what are some of the most toxic things that I am exposed to in, on, and around my body every day? And maybe it's food, maybe it's not. And what can I do and what, you know, effort can I take to minimize those things?
Yeah. When someone goes on your website, goes on branchbasics.com and wants to purchase your products, where do you suggest they start? What should they be getting? I know you have a starter kit and some of it is about, you know, using different levels of concentrate for different purposes, but what should someone expect or what should they look for? How should they get started?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, before even going on our website, Marilee and Kelly and I, and kind of the Branch Basics preaching is to get the things out of your home that are undermining you and your family's health. Mm-hmm. So cancel the exterminator, go on our website, look at all the different resources for non-toxic pest control. It's amazing what you can do with boric acid and powdered sugar and cornmeal to get rid of roaches. I mean, they're things that really do work. And you look at your shampoos. If there's toxic, you know, some warning, danger, caution on any of your body care products, just get them out. Mm-hmm. You know, we recommend, there's a lot of people that say, oh my gosh, I spent so much money on this, or my husband's going to kill me when he gets home and he sees that I threw everything out. Like, okay, well then go to Target or Walmart and get a big plastic Sterilite, you know, storage box and put all of it in there and close it up and put it in your garage and see how your family feels after 2 weeks. And then tell me if your husband wants to bring it back in your house.
Yeah.
Because it's truly amazing what you can do by just removing things that are currently undermining your health. Because really the last thing we would want is someone to buy our products and put them next to all of their other toxic products and say, oh, it removed my stain. It's like, I'm so happy it removed your stain. But our goal at Branch Basics is really to help people experience what it's like to live in a home environment that is free of toxins, because there are so many things we can't control when we leave the home. I mean, we send our children off to schools that spray pesticides and parks that do too. And, you know, who knows what's going on in our office building, you know, after we leave and the, you know, department stores and the movie theaters and the exhaust outside, but you just can't control that. And what's awesome is that the place that we have all the control, most of the control, especially if we don't have a landlord, is our home. And that's the place that we're resting and rejuvenating and restoring and detoxing to prepare our bodies for the next day. I mean, our bodies have amazing abilities to detoxify But if they're spending all of their energy at night instead of restoring and rejuvenating and resting, if they're spending that energy detoxing, you know, the things in the home, and, you know, your husband's really strong cologne that's, you know, all over everything when you're sleeping, you know, and the deodorant and the, you know, this and the that, the new carpet cleaner that was just, you know, a professional just put down, it's that whole thing. So we love selling product and we love getting people's stains out. And we really do believe that our product works better than pretty much everything else. But our goal really is to say, hey, get the other stuff out. And then, oh, well, okay, there's been a need created because you now have no cleaning products in your home. And we feel like we can, you know, supply that need and fill in that hole for a very, you know, economical, you know, streamlined way of cleaning. So yeah, once you remove things, then we say, trying our starter kit and just the idea of using one product for everything, and you're just using different dilutions based on, you know, whether it's windows or floor or laundry or bathroom, is a new concept for a lot of people. But then once you start doing it, you look back and you think, oh my gosh, this is so simple. I can't believe I used to have all those other products.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. I guess my biggest takeaway, I think, so far from this conversation has been, you know, we can have a huge impact on our health and our bodies by changing our diet and eating clean. But if you're really not living in that healthy environment that's clean and free of toxins, I mean, the body can only go so far and only do so much. And I love what you said about the detoxification process while we sleep, because I don't know if I've ever really thought about it that way before. Like, your body is also detoxifying what it's touched and been around and the detergent that you're sleeping on. And I love everything that you've shared. I think this is really doable and really tangible. I think we just need to put it out there for more people to hear and to see. And so where do you really see Branch Basics kind of fitting in with all of this? And what would you say is your biggest goal, you know, for the next couple of years ahead?
Yeah, really just spreading this message. And, you know, we're so excited to be working with a PR firm that's helping us get our message out there, and really the message of the power of pure and getting back to basics and, you know, being mindful of the things that we purchase, because really it is the power of the purse. And we have so much power as consumers to choose good products and not just assume that because it's sold at Whole Foods or it says healthy or gluten-free that it's really good. And so it's really just educating people and hoping that the information we're sharing, like I just published, or we just published, I had a lot of help with it, this article yesterday on healthy snack choices for children. And, you know, for us, it's like, oh, that sounds like a really quick list that you can just knock out because you have an 18-month-old and you do this every day. But then we end up spending like 25 hours on this article because we go back and forth about, okay, well, we want to also empower people and tell them the ingredients they should, you know, try to avoid if they're going to look at ingredient lists. And we're just, the point is we're so passionate about educating people and empowering people to make healthy decisions, because it really is hard. I mean, again, there's a positive that there are so many healthier products out there, but it's a negative that we can assume that they all are truly healthy. And, you know, we're in the age where we're not growing our own food, most of us, and we do rely on packaged processed foods. I mean, I do it all the time. But yeah, just in the next couple of years, just hoping to educate people on ingredients, and whether that's something you're putting on your mouth or your body or around your home, and hoping that people can make, you know, better choices for themselves and their families. Yeah.
Oh, I love this. So Allison, we didn't really talk about joy in your life, but I can imagine that Branch Basics and working with your aunt and your best friend, and just really having the ability to put this knowledge out there and share, you know, your mission brings you a lot of joy. But you're also a mom and you're expecting your second daughter, and so you've got a lot going on. What would you say really, you know, brings you the most joy, or how do you really connect to that feeling of joy, you know, in your everyday life?
Oh gosh, you know, it really is in the seasons that I'm able to get in the word. You're always able, that I choose to make time to get in the word and to ground myself in truth. And when my house is clean, that brings me joy.
I can imagine.
As I'm looking around and I'm seeing all the things that my toddler just, her mission in life is to put everything out of place, and mine is to just put everything back in place. It's like a constant battle throughout the day.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think just joy for me is just having a little bit of space to breathe and to not have days filled with just total chaos where you get in bed and you're thinking, is this the first time I've sat down all day? Or is this and just having some time to think and going on a walk even, or just taking full breaths and hugging my daughter when she allows herself to be hugged for more than 2 seconds. So yeah, it's the little things. It's, in times of chaos, and especially after becoming a mom and now, about to have another one, it's you start really appreciating just the little moments instead of just the highs or the vacations,
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
I don't need a vacation, I just need a housekeeper.
Oh my God, I love this. And I think too,
Oh, cool.
within that chaos, I think it can be hard, to find balance or remain in a space of, treating ourselves with, I guess, like a level of kindness or compassion or,
Yes.
and I know like self-love and self-care are big kind of buzzwords right now, but, I can imagine for you, being a mom and being an entrepreneur and having a family and putting your message out there, I can imagine it's been a journey to kind of keep yourself in that space, right, of kindness and compassion and focusing and remembering to
Oh,
take
gosh, yes.
moments for yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You have to have a lot of grace for yourself, for sure. I mean, the things that used to get me, like literally as I'm looking at a blender and a small doll table sitting on the couch next to me. I mean, just the chaos, that used to just get me so like, you look at those things through a filter of, wow, I have a precious child that was able to carry the blender to the couch and leave it here. But I think really just perspective on, we have a ton of clothes to fold because there's a ton of people that we love and that love us, that live with us, and just shifting that. So that's everything.
What would you say has been the coolest part about this journey that you've been on? I mean, it's been quite a journey from your own healing journey and healing your chronic pain and reversing PCOS. And what's been the kind of the coolest thing that's happened either personally or with Branch Basics or kind of, both together?
Oh gosh. I think it is probably just looking back at the journey and seeing that I am pregnant and that I have a baby sleeping in the next room, and knowing that these things are ultimately from the Lord and His guiding me. But really, truly, His guiding me to make the choices that I've made over the past, almost a decade, and just being so thankful for the revelation that He's given me through my aunt, Marilee, and being just thankful to, again, have, like I keep saying, boundaries to my freedom. And so not feeling restricted, but feeling empowered. And so I think that, I just feel really grateful and just sometimes just overwhelmed that I have the knowledge that I have. And gosh, I can't imagine, I hope to learn just more than this over the next 10 years. I mean, by no means do I think that I know anywhere near, enough for what's out there. And so I'm excited for God to continue to open up, things and revelation to me that hopefully I can share with others.
Oh, I love this. And speaking of, 10 years in the future or 50 years, whatever it might be, what would you say is your biggest dream?
Well, I share the same dream as Marilee and Kelly. The three of us really would love to build a healing center. We've been talking about it for years. Marilee really has been talking about it for years. Wherever that may be, we'd love to be on a beach, but we want to have a place where people can come and experience what we feel that we have, created as best we can within our own homes. And I have had the blessing to be able to go somewhere that's similar to the place that we want to create. And I've stayed there for 3 weeks and just found that my body just flourished. And I lived with Marilee for a couple months before we started this company. And that's where Kelly and I, that's where all my pain disappeared. And Kelly, experienced the things that I discussed earlier. So, it's one thing to talk about all these things, but to be able to create a place where people are able to come and experience, the power of cure, is just like our ultimate dream. Like, we want to get away from our computers and we want to have FaceTime with everybody.
Oh, I love this. Okay, so when you create this, sign me up. I want to come. This sounds
I
incredible.
know. I'm like,
Oh.
yeah, we talk about it all the time. Even my husband and I mean, it's a shared dream with all of our husbands. So we just know it's going to happen one day.
Yeah. Oh, it will. Allison, I have loved having this conversation with you. It's been such a pleasure getting to know you and being able to connect with you and really share, I think, the mission and the values behind Branch Basics. And so where can everyone find you guys and learn more and really get started and just really cleaning up their homes and their environments and starting to feel better?
Well, go to branchbasics.com. We have such great information. We come out with newsletters. Our newsletters really are awesome. We spend so much time just, you know, refining the information and adding to, and we put lots of love and care into them. And we have a ton of information on our blog. And yeah, we run specials a lot and all the products are explained there. So I feel like it's a great resource for people who are wondering, you know, where do I start? What's the first step?
Okay, perfect. I'll include the link to your website and the newsletter and everything in the show notes so everyone can sign up. That sounds perfect. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much again for coming on Seek the Joy podcast. This was a really lovely conversation.
Oh, I just loved it so much. Thank you so much for having me.